For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaverman's hockey team will try to salvage the split tonight with the Fair State Bulldogs, joined by fifth-year captain Jackson Judding. Juts, there's no denying this script has been read before. You guys have been through this before. How do you get out of it?
I think the important thing is tonight to just come out in the first period and establish Beaver hockey is just the way that we operate, and I think we need to strike first. I think scoring the first goal is going to be big, but just coming out with pace, with energy, and not letting them dictate the game.
You're 7-2-2, I believe, when you score first. 2-12-2 when you don't. Is it that simple?
I mean, that definitely plays a factor into it, because after you score first, you start to feel the momentum a little bit, and you can get rolling. I think all the lines feed off of scoring first, but when you get scored on first, it's tough. But and then you got to climb yourself out of a hole and try to get momentum that way. But at the end of the day, we got to be a lot better when getting scored on first, and then we got to make sure that we score first more often than not.
On the bench, is there a sense of, oh boy, here we go again?
No, honestly, our bench has been, I mean, we obviously go through the emotions of a game, and any team does and any player does, but I think our bench this year has maintained a positive attitude and just tried to just keep pushing, and no matter what happens, just kind of have that positive mindset, and because when everyone's getting mad, it doesn't really help anyone. So I think that's been a big piece to the puzzle this year, is just trying to maintain that positivity on the bench.
What have you learned from previous captains, like last year Kyle Loft and your time at CC and junior hockey and high school hockey? What have you learned from your previous captains that you're trying to use to get through a tough stretch here?
Yeah, I try not to let myself get too far ahead of it, and I try to stay even keel. When we're not playing well, I don't like to get down in the dumps and show negative energy that way. And then when we're winning, I don't want to get too confident and too high in myself and in the team. So I think just maintain a level head and approach every situation kind of even keel and try to get the group to do the same.
Every leadership group is different. There's going to be some good cop. There's going to be some bad cop, so to speak. As a collective group, how well do you guys work?
I think we work well. I think sometimes the box score doesn't show that, but we're a tight-knit group in there. We love each other. We love playing with each other. But sometimes the game just doesn't go the way that you want it to, and we gotta. We still have games left this year, and we still have playoffs to look forward to, and we just need to keep the ship sailing in the right direction, or at least get it to turn that way. And I think when we do that, I mean, everyone, like I said, everyone loves each other in that room, and we believe in our group. We've shown it many times before this year, but it's going to be up to us to turn the ship around and get it going in the right direction.
That is something fun. Ever worn a Buffalo plaid jersey before?
I have not. I think that Toby did a really good job with the jerseys. I think he was the primary designer of them, so I'll give Toby a little credit there. But they're sweet jerseys, and yeah, they're fun to wear.
It's certainly a part of what is Bemidji. How much do you guys that aren't from here buy into what is Paul and Babe?
Yeah, I think when you come to Bemidji and you commit to a smaller town school like this, it's part of the identity of what you go into. And only being here for 3 years, I fully embrace myself in the lifestyle here and in the up north Minnesota vibe. So it's really cool that we get to show that in the jerseys that we have this weekend. And I think a lot of the guys are in the same headspace with that.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.